in the Vedic literatures, the informations about the spiritual sky and the identity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead has been most wonderfully explained and described. People nowadays don't even, most of them don't actually believe in God. Those who believe in Him, in most cases their faith is quite blind. That is, most of them do not have any understanding. And the reason is that there is very little endeavor being made nowadays to inform people about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the Vedic literatures have given a very, very clear and perfect understanding about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What can be more authentic and authoritative information about the God, about God, when God Himself speaks about Himself? And God's descriptions about spiritual sky, our spiritual identity, His identity and our relationship with Him has been most wonderfully explained by Him in Bhagavad Gita. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself spoke about Himself. Of course, that information is very authoritative, very clear and very authentic. But when a great personality speaks about Himself, he cannot fully speak about Himself. He feels somewhat embarrassed. In simple words, we can say, how much can one blow his own trumpet? So, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna speaks about Himself, but He does not speak enough about Himself. But when God's devotees speak about Himself, then they go all out. That description is most profound. So when Krishna speaks about Himself, that is Bhagavad Gita. But when His devotees speak about Himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita gives us a very clear understanding of God and His nature. However, Srimad Bhagavatam gives even more profound understanding. The most clear and most sublime description about the Lord and His activities have been described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave so much emphasis on Srimad Bhagavatam, and following the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada gave so much information or so much importance on Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually established that if we want to know about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His highest forms of activities, highest activities, then we must take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings have been summarized by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur through one verse. He says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings is Araddha Bhagavan Brajesho Tanai. The Supreme Worshipable Supreme Personality of Godhead is the son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna. And Staddhamo Vrindavanam, His abode is Vrindavan. And Ramma Kachid Upashana Brajabodhu Borgena Jakulpita. The way the cowherd damsels have worshipped Krishna, that is the highest form of worship. Ramma Kachid Upashana Brajabodhu Borgena. Brajabodhu means the cowherd damsels of Vrindavan. The way the cowherd damsels of Vrindavan worship Krishna, the way they serve Krishna, that is the highest form of devotional service. And then he says, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. The proof of that statement, of the proof of this conclusion, if Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the spotless Puran, Pramanam Amalam. Mal means impurities, and amal means which doesn't have any impurity whatsoever, spotless. So Srimad Bhagavatam is that spotless scripture, and that is the proof, meaning in Srimad Bhagavatam there is a very clear description of Krishna's highest pastimes in Vrindavan. And Sri Chaitanya Mahan, Prema Pumartha Mahan. The ultimate goal of life is to develop love for that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj in Vrindavan. If we can develop our love for Krishna in Vrindavan, that is the ultimate perfection of our existence. So in this way, through Srimad Bhagavatam, through the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through the teachings of Srila Prabhupada, it has been established that Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, who performs his pastimes in Vrindavan, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This point also has been very clearly established in Srimad Bhagavatam. In Srimad, towards the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, 22 different incarnations of the Lord have been described, and after that it had been mentioned that there are innumerable incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not that just 22 incarnations are the only incarnations of the Lord. There are innumerable incarnations of the Lord. But Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is not an incarnation, but He is the origin of all incarnations. Ete changsha kala pungsha krishnastu bhagavan swayam. Swayam meaning Himself. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. And all the incarnations are His parts, or part of the parts, or parts of the parts of the parts. But Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. And His first expansion is Balaram. Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Krishna's first expansion is Balaram. And then from Balaram, other expansions take place. And then from them, other expansions take place. In this way, there are innumerable incarnations. But Balaram is Krishna's first expansion. What's the difference between Krishna and Balaram? Their form is exactly identical. Their forms are exactly identical. Krishna and Balaram looks exactly the same. Only Krishna's complexion is dark like monsoon cloud, and Balaram's complexion is white as milk or white as camphor. Balaram is white and Krishna is dark. That's the only difference. So Balaram makes all the arrangements for Krishna's comfort. Whenever Krishna needs something, whenever there is some paraphernalia needed for Krishna's service, that is an expansion of Balaram. Like when Krishna needs the bed to lie down, then who provides that bed? Balaram provides that bed. When there is a need for some paraphernalia to worship Krishna, who arranges those paraphernalias? Balaram. Like for example, in the temple we are doing aratik. There is ghee lamp, there is chamar, there is fan, there is a bell. Those are all Balaram's expansion. All the articles for Krishna's service is expansions of Balaram. Balaram is the original personality of Krishna's servitorship. He is the primeval servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Supreme Personality of Godhead in one hand expands himself, but that expansion becomes the source of all the service to that Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, if anybody wants to become engaged in the service of Krishna, what must he do? He must take shelter of Balaram. Without the approval and mercy of Balaram, it is not possible to become engaged in the service of Krishna. So this engagement in the service of Krishna is arranged and organized by Balaram. Therefore, Balaram is the original spiritual master. And when Krishna performs his pastimes in Vrindavan, Balaram is Krishna's elder brother. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but Balaram is his elder brother. In this respect also there is one anecdote that when Ramchandra returned to Ayodhya after rescuing Sita Devi and killing Ravana, when he came back to Ayodhya, then everybody was glorifying Lord Ramchandra. But at one point Agastya Muni said, actually the real credit goes to Lakshman. And he explained why. Because if Meghnad was not killed, then Ram could not conquer Ravana. Ravan's son, Indrajit, he had such benedictions that he was practically impossible to be killed. He had a benediction that he would be killed only by a person who did not eat for 14 years and who is a Naishthika Brahmachari for 14 years. And Lakshman killed him. So then the question arose, Ramchandra said, of course we have to understand these are just pastimes. Ram asked, but every day I used to give some fruits to Lakshman. And so then Agastya Muni said, yes, you gave fruits, but Lakshman did not eat the fruit, he gave it back to the forest. And Ram said, but Sita was with me, a brahmachari doesn't even look at a woman's face. But Sita was with me, so Lakshman was seeing her, so how could he be a brahmachari? Then it was established that Lakshman never ever looked at the face of Sita Devi. He simply looked at the feet of Sita Devi. And that's why Lakshman could kill Indrajit, the son of Ravana, who was otherwise absolutely invincible. So Ramchandra felt so obliged and so grateful to Lakshman, he told that, see, as my younger brother, you had to tolerate so many difficulties. But in my next pastimes, you will come as my elder brother. So in the next pastime, in Dwapar Yuga, Lakshman appeared as the elder brother, Balaram. But of course, when you look at it from Srimad Bhagavatam, from the perspective of Srimad Bhagavatam, then we get to see that actually Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his first expansion is Balaram. But although Balaram is his expansion, Balaram is his elder brother. And another consideration also is there, that anyway, I mean, I won't get into that. I'll just go to the main points now because we don't have much time. So Krishna and Balaram are two brothers in the original pastimes in Vrindavan. When Krishna expands, then Balaram also expands. Like, for example, when Krishna became Vasudev, Balaram is Shankarshan. When Krishna becomes Ramchandra, then Balaram is Lakshman. So in this way, in their pastimes, Balaram is with Krishna, expands himself and performs the most wonderful pastimes along with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the objective of those pastimes is to bring the living entities back to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. All the endeavors of Balaram is simply to bring the living entities back to the lotus feet of Krishna. Therefore, Balaram is more merciful than Krishna. And when Krishna appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is most merciful. But in that pastimes, Balaram appears as Nityananda Prabhu, and as Nityananda Prabhu, he is even more merciful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are instances when Mahaprabhu became angry and he wanted to annihilate some miscreants, but Balaram, Nityananda Prabhu, bestowed his mercy and begged Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to forgive them. And that incident is the deliverance of Jagai and Madhai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called his Sudarshan Chakra to kill Jagai and Madhai. Mahaprabhu was calling Sudarshan Chakra to kill him, just as he killed Shishupal, chopped his head off with his Sudarshan Chakra. But Nityananda Prabhu fell at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet and begged him, "My Lord, in this pastimes you promised that you are not going to take to any weapon. In this pastimes you are going to bestow your mercy upon everybody and forgive the greatest of the sinners. You are going to bestow your love to everyone. So please retract your Sudarshan Chakra." And being requested in this way by Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu retracted Sudarshan and he accepted Jagai and Madhai. Two most sinful personalities were forgiven by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu due to Nityananda Prabhu's appeal. So this is how Balaram, the original spiritual master, bestows his mercy upon all the living entities. And his mercy always doesn't come in a sweet way. Sometimes it comes also in a heavy way. Anyone who had the good fortune of coming close to Srila Prabhupada knows how heavy Srila Prabhupada could be at times. Generally people think that Prabhupada was so merciful, so forgiving, so sweet. Yes, Prabhupada was very merciful, very forgiving, very sweet. But sometimes Prabhupada also was like a thunderbolt. So, and that is what the spiritual master's duty is, to dispel the demoniac tendencies from the hearts of the living entities. In Krishna's pastimes, Balaram kills a few of the demons. Although Krishna killed most of the demons, but some demons are specially killed by Balaram. One of those demons is Dhenukasura. The first demon that was killed by Balaram is Dhenukasura. Dhenuka means a donkey, an ass. And what an ass famous for? What is a donkey famous for? A donkey is famous for its stupidity. Donkey is famous for stupidity. Don't we say he's an ass? When someone is very stupid. And the example of donkey stupidity is that a donkey needs only some grass to sustain itself. But in order to get a little grass, what does a donkey do? It carries the big, big burden on its back. Because the donkey thinks that unless he carries this big burden for his master, he won't get any grass to eat. There are plenty of grass, but the donkey simply thinks that the grass must come from his master, otherwise he'll starve to death. Now we can consider, don't we sometimes feel that way? Unless we and until we serve our so-called masters, our employers, we will starve to death. Although there is plenty of food supplied by Krishna, but we don't realize that. We think that unless and until we act like an ass, we will starve to death. So, and what is that tendency of a donkey in a human being? A donkey is known as a beast of burden. It's an animal that is famous for its ability to carry a great weight. It's carrying a great weight. And this weight he is carrying, a living entity carries the weight of the unnecessary burden. Like what is this burden? This burden is the tendency to enjoy the fruits of its action. Dhenukasura was guarding the tal fruit, the forest of tal trees, and the tal tree had many sweet-smelling, ripened tal fruits. And when Krishna and his associates, the devotees, wanted to eat those tal fruits, Dhenukasura just came out and became very angry that his tal fruits are being eaten up by Krishna and his devotees. So what is this? This tendency of ignorance, that we think that all the actions that we are performing, it is up to us to enjoy the fruits of those actions. That is called the tendency of fruitive activities. We want to enjoy the fruits of our activities, and that is our greatest ignorance. So Balaram then came and killed the Dhenukasura. They were eating the fruits, and when the fruits are falling, the tal fruits are falling on the ground. Tal fruits are quite big, so when they fell on the ground, they made some thudding sounds, and Dhenukasura came running, and Balaram at first didn't do anything. Dhenukasura came and he kicked Balaram on the chest. Once he kicked, Balaram tolerated that. But then Balaram, when still Dhenukasura came charging towards him, attacking him, Balaram just grabbed Dhenukasura by its legs and started to swing the demon over his head, and he threw the demon. Already being swung in this way by Balaram, his life air left his body. And his dead body fell on a tal tree. So this is how Balaram, the original spiritual master, takes care of our ignorance. The ignorance of our enjoying tendency, enjoying the tendency to enjoy this material nature. So in this way, Balaram also killed another demon called Pralambasura. That Pralambasura is a personification of deception. So the first consideration is ignorance, then deception. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Go. Sri Sri Shankarshan Balaram Ki. Sri Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani Ki. Sri Balaram's Appearance Day Celebration Ki. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Go.